It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Here on a Sunday morning, there is a lot to cover in the next hour. And then after at 10 o'clock, I will be with Clark Howard for Clark Howard Christmas Kids, 25th year of this, at the Marriott Walmart. So a couple of things. We have anything but a calm week in the stock market, around the world, the oil market, the commodity market, the bond market, you name it. It was a calamitous week. And we'll get to that in just a minute. On a lighter note and a happier note, it is the holiday season. It's Christmas time, and there are a lot of foster kids in the state of Georgia that will have zero presents this year without your help. Very simply, and we've been doing this for 25 years now. Clark Howard started this 25 years ago, Clark Howard Christmas Kids. We're in our 25th year. The numbers every year on the number of kids that we need to help as a station, with your help as our listeners, it grows and it grows and it grows. Last year it was over 5,000 kids. This year it's something close to 7,000 kids. Now we had a good day evidently yesterday, but we have a long way to go, and this is really the last day that Clark will be broadcasting for one of these Walmarts. So today, at the Marietta Walmart, it's 210 Cobb Parkway South in Marietta. Again, this is the Marietta Walmart from right now, from 9 a.m. all the way until 3 p.m. Our team will be there for you to go in. You pick up a quick sheet that says, that gives a name of a child, foster child here in Georgia, two or three items that they'd love to have for Christmas. You go into the Walmart, you buy them, you bring them back to our volunteers, and we process it. We make sure that child receives that gift. That today from 9 to 3 at the Marietta Walmart on 210 Cobb Parkway South. We will be live on the radio there from 10 to 1. So open from 9 to 3. Clark will be on the radio from 10 to 1. I'll be there right after this show. I'll head up there from the studio, and I'll be there as well for part of the day. So we'd love to see you, and we'd love to continue to get the overwhelming support that you've provided to these kids, our WSB listeners. Also, there's a satellite donation location as well. If you're closer to Lilburn, in the Lilburn Walmart will be there as well today from 9 to 3. That's 4004. That's 4004 Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn at the Lilburn Walmart. So if you're closer to that, and I know it's going to be a busy day, everyone's out and about doing Christmas shopping, please come in to see one of those two locations. So again, as a quick repeat, today, right now until 3 o'clock at the Marietta Walmart, Clark will be there. I'll be there starting at 11. And then the Lilburn Walmart, if that's closer to you today, from 9 to 3. All right, with that, I'm live here in the studio. It looks like Ryan's already on the phone with callers. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I know that this was a roller coaster of a week for everything from stocks to commodities to metals to oil to bonds, you name it. This is a relatively unsettling week for so many investors. Anything but calm. Global rout and commodity prices, and there was some real carnage this week in the markets. We know oil's gotten hit. It's been getting hit now for a long time. Remember, and we have to put all this into perspective. Remember that lower oil prices, lower gas prices, that's good. That's a wonderful thing for you and me. Gas was over $4. It wasn't that long ago where we were worried about gas going to $5 a gallon. Today, under $2 a gallon, depending on the gas station you go to. So we've seen this gigantic fall from around $100 a barrel all the way down to today, around $35, $36 a barrel for West Texas crude oil. That's the oil we have here in the United States. But over the past year, it's been even worse as far as the price decline in metals across the board. So if you look at copper, you look at iron ore, you look at nickel, some of these commodities over the last couple of years, it hasn't just been this year, some of these commodities are down almost 80% in price. 80% in price. So that has crushed these companies. If you own a pure play metal and mining company, and a lot of these companies are I've seen these in, when I sit down and I meet with families, I see some of these names pop up a lot. Freeport MacMarin as an example. These stocks have gotten crushed this year. So, and here's the biggest example, kind of now the poster child of all this, Anglo American is a gigantic global metals and mining company based out of the UK, but they do business all over the world. They're the world's largest producer in platinum. They own De Beers, where they're having to sell that part of the company now. So diamonds, copper, nickel, iron ore, coal. They lost $3 billion in just the first half of 2015. They lost $3 billion as a company in 2015 because of these collapsing commodity prices. Now, they're selling everything they can as a company, so they're divesting as many assets as they can, and they're cutting 85,000 jobs. 85,000 jobs out of 135,000. So more than half of that company is being let go because of this change in price. So if you look at the London Stock Exchange, that company stock price went from 1,250 down to 290, down almost 80%. Look at Freeport MacMarin, oil, copper, gold company, also shedding assets, just like Anglo American, and they cut their dividend completely, and their stock's down almost 80% as well. So these pure play commodity, or when I say commodity, I'm not saying just oil now, I'm talking about metals mining, and there's a gigantic, this is a gigantic field. Again, think copper and iron ore and nickel. And platinum, palladium, you name it. These companies that are involved in that have really gotten hurt. Now, so that's one area of the market that kind of we saw real carnage this week. So if you don't own any of these companies, you're happy that you didn't this week, and you're happy you haven't over the last couple of, really over the past year. So I'm not saying everything got crushed this week. The market was down, but nothing like some of these mining companies. Now, we also saw a highly specialized, now this doesn't mean that all high yield bonds or junk bonds are terrible, but there was a particular fund, a highly specialized, and this is the problem with highly specialized funds to begin with, it's a highly specialized junk bond fund that again was way out on a limb and had been way out on a limb for a long time. They specialized in distressed assets. So these are companies that were already failing, and they would go in and buy their debt. So these are bonds with the junkiest of junk. And that mutual fund announced they're shutting down. They're going to sell everything over the course of time now. This is the Third Avenue Focused Credit Fund. Over the next several weeks or months or however long it takes them to do this, and they are going to return whatever's left to all the shareholders. So they're going to just sell everything. And the reason they shut down is they couldn't just sell everything today. So they had these huge redemptions. Investors all at the same time put their hands up and said, hey, I want my money back. And the fund came back to investors and said, hey, guys, we can't just overnight sell almost $1 billion worth of junk bond paper. We just can't do it. So they shut down. And over the course of time now, we don't know how long this is going to take, call it 3-6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, we don't know. And then they're going to take whatever money they have left in that fund and distribute it out to shareholders. That's really a worst case scenario for any mutual fund. And it is something that investors need to really think about here in the world that we live in today. So commodities fell this week, oil this week down. So oil was part of this route as well, down about 11% on the week, $35 to $36 a barrel now. High yield bonds fell, stocks fell, the Dow was down 582 points, it's 3.3%. S&P down 3.8%, now negative on the year. S&P 500 down negative 2.25% on the year. Dow's down about 3% for 2015. So it hasn't been a terrible year, but a very frustrating year. So we've been up 3% and now we're down 3%. We've been in this tight range, and then we keep coming back to this below the flat line where we sit here today as we have only a couple weeks left in 2015. Now, that's all the bad news, folks. there's plenty of areas that did well, did actually do pretty well this week. So if you were in anything that's high quality, then you had a good week. So high quality corporate bonds, treasury bonds, municipal bonds, all of these areas actually went up in price this week. They didn't just, some of them actually were just flat, some of them actually went up. So I went back and measured some ETFs that track some of these areas. So LQD, high quality corporate bond ETF, flat on the week. IEF, which is a treasury bond ETF, 7 to 10 year treasuries, was up over 1% on the week. So IEF as an ETF was up 1.1%. MUB, a municipal bond ETF. It's a large ETF with tons of municipal bonds from all over the country. That was up in price, 0.5% MUB on the week. Vanguard Total Return Bond ETF, symbol BND, was up 0.4% on the week. So plenty of these areas that were, that are still considered, of course, a store of value. You own them for protection and a little bit of interest. You saw money flow into these areas this week as investors got nervous about anything that's considered a risk asset, not necessarily risky, but a risk asset, and go into anything that is a safety trade. And that's why we saw that whole area of the marketplace actually go up, which gets back to the whole importance of owning all of these areas together in concert, which dampens out the volatility for you personally. So with that, we'll continue to talk about this today. There's a lot more to cover. And of course, I'll take your phone calls here in the studio in the next hour. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. 1-800-WSB-TALK. You're listening to Money Matters here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Wes Moss for the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Just a reminder today, Clark Howard Christmas Kids 25th year. We need your help. We need one last big push today, big time. And we're starting right now. So we've already started at both locations for today. Clark's at the Marietta Walmart, 210 Cobb Parkway South in Marietta. He's on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., but we're there from 9 to 3. So we're there most of the day for you to come in and buy a gift for a child, for a foster child here in Georgia. Also, there's a satellite location, Lilburn Walmart, from, again, right now, from 9 to 3 p.m. We're there all day. If that's a closer Walmart for you, that's the Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway in Lilburn. If that's a closer Walmart for you, we need a lot of help here on this last real push, this last push day for the 25th anniversary of Clark Howard Christmas Kids. Almost 7,000 foster kids in the state of Georgia need a present. The only way they're going to get it is if you come on out to a Walmart and help in this last weekend push for that. You can also donate online. You can go to clarkhoward.com, to clarkhoward.com/Christmas Kids, and you can donate online as well. We hope to see you. I'll be at the Marietta Walmart starting a little after 10 today. Hope to see you there. You're listening to Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters right here on WSB Radio. Welcome. Calamitous week in the market all over the place. Commodities, oil, metals, you name it. Anglo-American, the gigantic metals and mining company, world's largest producer of platinum, diamonds, copper, nickel, iron ore, coal. They lost $3 billion in the first half of 2015. Now they're basically selling everything they can sell. They're laying off 85,000 people around the globe out of 135,000 people employed. So these pure play metals and mining companies are certainly, we're starting to see some of the pain that has come along with lower commodity prices. And of course, when we say commodities, often oil gets lumped into that. Oil's been is down significantly as well, but there's a whole other gigantic industry beyond oil. Of course, there's everything we make buildings out of, everything that goes into anything of substance, of physical substance. Think of iron, steel, nickels, mining, platinum, palladium, you name it. There's a gigantic industry behind that, and that's gotten hit much harder even than oil and energy. With that, let's, again, we're live here this Sunday morning. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Also, as a reminder, this is the last day that Clark will be broadcasting live from today. It'll be the Walmart in Marietta. So we have a tremendous amount of foster kids that we are shopping for. This is the 25th year Clark's Christmas Kids. Last year, I remember over 5,000 kids we were shopping for. This year, it's closer to 7,000 kids. If we don't buy a present, if you as our listeners don't help us do it, then they're just not going to get anything. And it's really easy to do. You come down to a Walmart. You can either come to the Cobb Parkway Walmart, which is Marietta, anytime from now all the way until 3. Clark will be on from 10 to 1. I'll be there around 10. Or if you're closer to Lilburn, right now until 3 o'clock, that's the Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway. So you can stop in, buy a gift for a child or two or three, and make somebody's Christmas. And it's a great thing, too, to bring your kids as well and have them learn the value of this type of activity. It's a wonderful, wonderful event that our listeners make possible every year and have done so now. This is the 25th year. So I hope to see you today at around 10 at the Walmart in Marietta. All right, with that, let's go to the phones here. There's a lot happening in the world, in the commodity space, in the bond space. The stock market was certainly a really volatile week. Even though we had a rough week this week, the market is down this year 2.25% for the S&P, about 3% for the Dow. So it hasn't been a terrible year. It's just been a really frustrating year. A big part of that is that we get closer and closer to the Fed meeting coming up, the 15th and 16th this week. It's very, very likely, of course, that they finally raise rates. First time they've done that, this will be the first rate rise since 2006. So it's been a very long time. Market's trying to get adjusted to that, and it's creating some market jitters. Remember, the market just doesn't like, it's not necessarily just rates going up. 0.25% in the federal funds rate going from 0 to 0.25% is of course not that big of a deal. It's not going to change the landscape of interest rates across the country, and all of a sudden housing's unaffordable. That's not going to happen. What is putting a cap on this market in general, the stock side of the market, and making it really kind of an uncertain environment for almost every asset class. And uncertainty is the killer of all investments. Uncertainty is what hurts. It doesn't matter what the uncertainty is about. Uncertainty about anything is bad for stocks. It's bad for any sort of investment asset. So I think part of getting this underway and just getting it over with will actually go a long way in giving the marketplace some certainty to say that, yes, we can stop talking about the first rate rise in however many years. It's coming, it's gone, we can move on. And I think that'll be actually a really good thing that comes out of this Federal Reserve meeting that's coming up this week with Janet Yellen and company. 404-872-0750. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, 9 to 11. Today, 9 to 10, taking your calls and your questions. 404-872-0750. Scott joins us from Johns Creek. Hey, Scott, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Good morning. 3 years ago, I took money from a traditional IRA and converted it to a Roth IRA. And I was hoping in 2016 to start taking some of the dividends from that Roth IRA account. I'm 64, but I'm a little unclear about the rule regarding having the Roth in place for 5 years. Will I get penalized if I take some dividends starting next year?
Well, it's not necessarily, the IRS doesn't look at what portion, they don't say, hey, you're taking dividend versus capital gains. They look at a ratio on, hey, what have I put in versus what is this worth today? So if it's worth more than you put in, and you haven't had the five-year rule, then you could be facing some penalties. So here's the way I would look at this, Scott. Normally, if you've had a Roth for a really long time, and you've been contributing for 5, 10, 15 years, and you hit age 59 and a half, you're golden. You can go ahead and start taking money out. It's tax-free money. And that's, for the most part, that's how we experience or utilize a Roth. But if you start a Roth when you're, in your case, if you're 58 or 59, let's say, and you want to use it at age 60 a year later, if you're within the five-year window, then you run into this five-year rule. And what happens there is that the IRS will say, wait, you haven't met the qualification of keeping this in the oven, let's say, for the full five. And if you haven't done that, then you're going to pay, you're not going to get the tax-free status on the gain. So they'll look at this and they'll say how much, they'll look at it and say how much is principal versus how much is a gain. Then they'll do some sort of ratio. I don't know exactly how they calculate that part of it. And then you will still get taxed on that piece of it, even though you're over 59 and a half, if you haven't met that five-year rule. So it sounds like that's what you're running up into, Scott. And it sounds like you've got another at least another 6 months or so to go, which, of course, it's worth obviously waiting. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And here we are in a week where we have all sorts of movement in underlying markets. Commodities fell, oil down about 11%. Now in the $35 to $36 range, high yield bonds fell. There was a mutual fund of extremely low quality assets. So it was called the Third Avenue Focus Credit Fund. It wasn't just high yield bonds. It wasn't just junk bonds. It was really what are called distressed assets. So this was a very specialty mutual fund that was way out on a limb that was buying, they were buying bonds of companies that were already in default or already in trouble. And they were doing that. And in times where you have an economic recovery, this can be a really great strategy. Go in, you buy bonds that are 10 cents on the dollar, 10 cents on the original price. And if you get some sort of economic recovery, your 10 cents can turn into 20 or 30 cents. Still not, they don't have to go back to par value or back to 100. But just by buying these assets at really low prices, you get some economic improvement, you can make a lot of money. That works as the rising tide is working for you and behind you and the economy's getting better. Well, this company was really heavily involved in distressed oil assets as well. And the oil market has just gone from bad to worse to even worse. And effectively, this fund got way too far out on a limb, got way too risky, and they just gave up. And they said, look, we can't sell everything in a day like our investors want us to. We're going to have to shut down the fund. We're going to take some time to sell everything and so we can actually get paid for it. And then we're going to return money to shareholders. And that's this Third Avenue Focus Credit Fund. So if you own the fund, you can't just call them up. You can't just go online and sell it. You're going to have to wait now until they liquidate assets on their timetable and then send you the cash. I think it's a reminder to be careful about getting too specific in some of these mutual funds. Same thing can go for ETFs. If you get some of these ETFs that are extremely specific to not just healthcare, but biotech within healthcare, and then a particular sliver of biotech within biotech, I think that's when you really run into, of course, you can really run into trouble. Sure, there's upside. If one of these investments works out, it's kind of swinging for the fences, looking for a grand slam. If that doesn't work out, you end up with a scenario like this Third Avenue Credit Focus Credit Fund, and you can be stuck. And that's a really ominous position to be in for an investor. So risky assets had a rough week. High yield bonds fell. The Dow fell 582 points, so down 3.3% on the week. The S&P 500 was down almost 4%, now negative 2% plus on the year. Dow's down about 3%. But if you're a balanced investor and you had money in other areas that are more high-quality corporations, high-quality bonds, then you actually had a pretty good week. So if half of what you own in your retirement portfolio is bond-oriented and higher quality bond, that piece of the pie actually did pretty well on the week. So I went back and tracked some ETFs that I hold, LQD, which is a corporate bond ETF, higher quality, not highest, but high quality, that was totally flat on the week, didn't go down at all. IEF, as an ETF, is the 7 to 10 year treasury bond ETF. That was up 1.1% of the week. MUB, which is a national municipal bond ETF, was up 0.5% on the week. Vanguard Total Bond ETF, symbol BND, was up almost 0.5%, up 0.4% on the week. So plenty of areas that held up really well, did fine this week. And that brings me back to the importance of, hey, we go through these ugly weeks in the market. It happens all the time. It's not an anomaly at all, because it just happens over and over again. And anytime this happens and investors get skittish, risk assets, again, this week as an example, stocks, commodities, emerging markets, that gets hit. But it also shows that counter-cyclicality still works. Call it an auto-stabilizer. It's probably a better way to put it. That if you have a balance, then, and you have high quality in a week when risky assets get hit, then those auto-stabilizers, they kick in. Stock investors get jittery, then the stability of high-quality bonds, in this case, that kicks in. And this week is a perfect example of that. And it's why, if these kind of swings make you nervous, you can't just own one bucket. You've got to own income in addition to growth. You've got to own this catch-all bucket in addition to growth and income. They all work together. So remember that not even a balanced or protected portfolio will get rid of all the volatility in a week like this, but the balance does make the hills on the roller coaster much shallower and much more palatable as we go through weeks like we just went through. Fed meeting coming up this week. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
A lot happening in the world right now. But listen, we go through tough weeks in the stock market all the time. It just happens. Is that there's no way, it's not once in a while, it's all the time, just part of the game. And right now, what really matters, and this is what always matters, it's the fundamental tide of how we're doing as an economy. And right now, whether you like it or not, the economy's in okay to pretty good shape. That could change. It could change in 6 months from now. But for today, the only reason the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates this week, and they very likely are, is that the economy can start getting back to normal and normal interest rates. Doesn't mean that can't roll back over. Doesn't mean that the Fed doesn't have to do something else in the future if that happens. But for now, at least, the totality of the economic data is good. Not every piece is good. Manufacturing looks weak right now, but the consumer still looks strong. Housing looks really strong. Inflation's in check. Employment is, again, manufacturing is not great right now. Slightly negative as far as expansion or contraction. We're in a slight contraction right now. And then employment, the job market has gotten tremendously better, and it's continued to do so this year. So it's the totality of the evidence, not any singular data point. And if that changes, I'll be the first to tell you. But for now, the underlying tide is still relatively strong. With that, come see us at, this is the 25th year for Clark Howard Christmas Kids. Last year, we needed to shop for a little over 5,000 kids, foster children in the state of Georgia. This year, it's closer to 7,000. So there's a lot of wood left to chop here. We've got a lot of work to do, and we need your help. I'm going to head right now from this studio up to the Marietta Walmart. That's the one on Cobb Parkway, Cobb Parkway South in Marietta. Clark's there right now, about ready to get on the air at 10 o'clock. He'll be on air until 1 today, but the team will be there from 9 to 3. So you can come at any time, from now until 3. Anytime you can make it, we'd love to have you. If you can't make the Marietta Walmart, there's a satellite location, the Lilburn Walmart on Lawrenceville Highway. You can also shop for kids there as well. So we hope to see you. Have a blessed rest of this day. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.